Four non-commercials, half of them tonight. The two tonight are both 7:30, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway showing Francis Coppola's Tetro, about two long-estranged brothers who try to revive their relationship, and the Al Fresco Tallgrass series showing Blue Velvet, the weirdo classic starring Dennis Hopper in one of his most revolting roles, in Rock Island Studios, 338 North Mead, both 7:30 tonight. Then tomorrow, the Murdoch shows Bicycle Dreams, about a 3,000-mile bicycle race across the United States, again at 7:30. And Sunday at 2, the Murdoch shows the latest Metropolitan Opera on the big screen, Madam Butterfly, about an American man and an Asian woman and love and racial barriers. And commercially, we have at least nods toward intellectual appeal, but you don't need to pay any attention to them. In Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris and Werner Herzog's In English, Cave of Forgotten Dreams. Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris features a charming little fantasy in which Owen Wilson splits his life between present-day Paris and Paris in the 20s, with fiancée Rachel McAdams in the present and Marion Cotillard, who won an Oscar as Edith Piaf, in the past. There's music and dancing and gorgeous photography of Paris, and a lot of rain and some clever dialogue, and sets and properties and costumes are pretty, and it's all a relaxing good time. But it never comes to much. Nobody seems aware that Wilson will have to decide between not just McAdams and Cotillard, but today and 80 years ago. And such minor plot elements as the detective who is hired to follow Wilson are so neglected that you wonder why they were brought up at all. There are a great many famous names, but except for handfuls of cliché criticism about Hemingway and Picasso and such, nothing is shown or even said about them. Allen has always had a weakness for commonplace criticism you could find in the introduction to a freshman textbook, and he pops so many well-known figures that it becomes tiresome, since nothing ever develops anyway. I wish I could be sure he realized that Hemingway sounds like a freshman term paper about himself. And Wilson is so blank that even an attempted suicide by Zelda Fitzgerald doesn't shake his dream picture of Paris in the 20s as a golden age. Cave of Forgotten Dreams doesn't really try for intellectual appeal, but the Chauvet Cave in France features cave paintings from over 30,000 years ago, and they are far from stick figures. Some of them are well-rounded, and all of them are realistic in outline. Little effort is made to interpret them. Showing them is enough. And it's surprising how much 3D helps, especially in showing the cave itself, which is gorgeous. The cave is being protected till nobody can go in it, and you'll appreciate why. I went straight home and dug out my book about the cave, and I'll bet there'll be a run at the library. I could do with another movie with a more scholarly approach. I'm going to watch the television listings, but they won't show the paintings as well as Cave of Forgotten Dreams. Jim Erickson, over and out.